First, I'd like to pray. Father, I pray now that you'll give us freedom. And Lord, that each person, each fellow and each girl will take away something they can practice in their own life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this is a workshop. And you're going to be involved. This is not necessarily another lecture. Not that I wouldn't like to give you one, but I follow my assignment. Now, I would like to hear from you where you are on memorizing Scripture, and that's one thing, where you are. Secondly, what is your desire? Why are you interested in this particular workshop? And we're just going to take it, anybody, fellow, girl, front, back. Where you are. And it shouldn't take too long to figure out that. A little bit louder now. Can't hear well. Where are you in memorizing Scripture?
I work to memorize Scriptures most every day. And I'm trying to work now on the larger chunks. So I'm doing chapters at a time.
Okay. So, do you have any particular system?
Yes. I've used the TMS and have those plus a few more.
So you're on the topical memory system now?
No. I'm memorizing those plus some others.
You've done the topical memory system?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll use you to let them know what I want. What do you do now?
I memorize Scripture by putting cards into my pile from things that I'm working on from quiet times.
I see. You take a verse from your quiet time.
Not all the time, but yes, some.
Sure.
That's how I get new verses into my bag. You know. Uh-huh. I work on those, put them in the bag, and work on them.
Okay. Thank you. Now, where are you? Is anybody here that haven't started memorizing Scripture?
Haven't? Yeah, I'm no good at this.
You haven't started.
I'm one of those where I'm like, somewhere in the Bible it says something like this.
Yeah. but you don't have a kind of a system or?
No, I write. I'll write it verbatim.
I'm sorry, sir. Pardon, dear.
I write it verbatim from the Bible, but it doesn't stick.
Okay. Good, that's what I want to know. Where are we? I mean, it's not good or bad, you know, it's just where are we? Where are you?
I'm working on finishing up 2 Timothy chapter 4, doing 1 to 3 verses a week.
Now, have you done the topical memory system?
I've done the topical memory system.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody else, where are you? Where are you?
Try to memorize one verse a week, and if I can get that done, that's successful for me.
Now, how do you go about memorizing one verse a week?
Well, just in my quiet time.
I mean, do you use the Bible, or use a card, or you use a...
I'll pick a verse out of Open Windows on my devotion, and I'll memorize. I'll write it down, write it on a card, and I'll...
Okay. All right. Now, another thing I need to know is, what would you like out of this next 30, 40 minutes, hour? Would you like a system? Would you like to be motivated? Or what would you like out of this time? What you come in here with some kind of hopes. So what would you like out of this time?
I'd like to learn what worked well for you.
What worked well for me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to learn more about your system.
You'd like
a
system,
all
right?
Your back review, John.
Back review.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Very good. See, I'm getting the good information. I'm putting my message together, see?
Yes. How to train people that you're helping to do scripture memory.
How to get others to do scripture memory, right?
Right.
Very good. Okay? Very good. What was your young ladies like? You notice I use the word young ladies. I can do that. You know? Yes, dear?
Oh, I was making side comments, John. I said with my youth group, we give them candy and prizes for their scripture memory.
Yes, yes.
That's their motivation.
That's wonderful motivation, by the way. You might be surprised, but I had never even thought of that. I've used my toe quite a bit, but I've never even thought of that. Yeah.
I would like more training in how not to just memorize, but how to know how to use what I memorize for different answers to people's questions.
Okay.
Because it's one thing to have it; it's another thing to know how to use it when you have it.
Very good. Excellent. You could buy a young apprentice an excellent set of tools, but you might not get good work, you know. That's right. Some of the best work I've seen for carpenters would be old fellas that had tools that looked like they'd come off the ark, you know. Really. But, boy, the work they could do. Okay. That's good. Well, you see this little sheet here? Here's some basic things we'll go over. You can go over that, but I think I know where we are now. All right. Now, see, there's really no use to give a message to people, you know, in English if they don't speak English, if they speak German, you know. It's just really, and the same thing. This is what you call the beginning with Christ. It's the forerunner of this was called the B-Rations, Bible Rations. This little booklet has some excellent material in here. And it has some verses. Now, who has not started the topical memory system, who does not have a system? Okay. You get a prize. Dear? Anybody else who's not had a system? Yes. 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 You get to keep that, by the way. Yes. Anybody who's not have the cards or something like that. You don't have a card system. You don't have a card system. Okay. Now, this booklet was developed by a group of guys got together, and they talked, what verses do you use when you start a guy off? What verses do you use? What verses do you use? And so they came up, they were amazed that they all used some of the similar verses. And they said, well, why don't we make a little booklet to help fellas that may not be as far along as we are. They were old salts, they were sailors, and been leading people to Christ and developing them and carrying them on for some little bit. But they wanted to get younger fellas, new guys, and help them not necessarily have a figure out a system for themselves. So they developed the B rations, Bible rations. And then through a series of events, Dawson Trotman knew Dr. Billy Graham when Dr. Graham was back in college. This is before World War II. And when Dr. Graham began his evangelistic meetings, he invited Doss to help, and so we began to help. And so when Dr. Graham went to England in 1954, the British said, Mr. Trotman, we really don't like rations, because we've had all the rations we want for years and years and years. We would like a full plate, you know, because there'd been food rationing, gasoline rationing, and everything. And so they changed the name to Beginning with Christ, same material. And then more in recent years, it was enlarged to 5 verses in this, and the material that's in this book. Now, for those of you who are underway, but who use this as a tool, don't skip over the reading material. You see, I started a guy, it's been about 8 weeks ago. Reason I know 8 weeks, he's memorized the 9 verses, and he memorized a verse a week, except last week he memorized 2 verses. That's the way you keep track. And so we started him off. Now I'm saying this for those of you who have never started, and for those of us who are starting people. So let's presume now that I'm starting Alan. This is Sergeant Beasley here. Sergeant Alan Beasley. And so Alan, you're a new convert, and we've just met, or you're a person that wants to get underway. So we start him off, and so Alan, you take this, and you now you start reading there, Alan.
Jesus Christ said, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will go in and eat with him, and he with me." Coupled with this wonderful truth is a statement in the Gospel of John that to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. If you have, to the best of your knowledge, received Jesus Christ, God's Son, as your own Savior, according to the scriptures quoted above, you have become a child of God in whom Jesus Christ dwells. Too many people make the mistake of measuring the certainty of their salvation by their feelings. Don't make this tragic mistake.
By the way, Alan, did you do that when you... I know you've been Christian now for some little bit, but did you make it by your feelings?
I don't trust my feelings, John. I did this.
Yeah. You know, when I first accepted Christ, I really was confused. And I wish I'd have had something like this to start off with, you see. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Believe God, take him at his word. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. It is impossible in this short space to go into all the results of the transaction.
Okay, we'll hold up there a little bit. You notice he says, I write these things unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know. Now, they already believed, but they didn't know. Well, that was me. See? I already believed, didn't know. Okay. So I go back and forth with Alan, and we plow through this. And then we take the first verse. We'll skip over there, Alan, and read the first verse.
Assurance of salvation. 1 John 5:11-12. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. 1 John 5:11-12.
Now, you know that one by heart, don't you?
Yes.
But when you first start teaching a person, you teach them, and this is my translation says record or testimony. And this is a testimony that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. This is a testimony that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. This is a testimony. I learned from Max Barnett back here that the first when he's tackling a new verse, he goes over it 36 times the first day. Now, that's a lot of time, but you know what? That's the way you learn. Do you know John 3:16?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Do you know it? Do you know it? Could you quote it?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Now, do you know why these girls know John 3:16?
Do I know why they know that?
Yes. You probably don't even know these ladies, do you?
I know some of them, yeah.
You know why they know that?
I guess because it's something that's important to them and they believe in it.
Well, that's a good theological answer, but that's not the reason they know it. You know why they know it?
They practiced it.
Almost.
Because it's on the football game.
You know why they know it?
I would have said practiced it.
Well,
maybe
that's the right word. It's because they've gone over it. They've heard it over and over and over. They heard it when it was this big and 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 this big. However big they are. And they heard it so much. 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 You see? My grandmother had a hired man who was unlearned. He hadn't gone very far in school. And so he's a country boy, but he had a tremendous voice. I'm telling you, that old boy could sing. And he could whistle. I never could whistle, you know, but he could whistle a tune. And just on the farm back there, working hard and long, I enjoyed hearing him sing, and I enjoyed hearing him whistle, see. Now, he learned those verses. He learned those songs from listening to the radio. He couldn't ring. He couldn't read, and he'd never been to music school in his life, you know. But it was just gorgeous because he heard it over and over and over and over and over. I was a bricklayer by trade. And when I first started learning how to lay brick, my father apprenticed me to a great big old boy, a man named Obie, a black man. And he was a tremendous bricklayer. And Obie's way up there, and he had hands, huge hands. And those bricks of, you know, regular little red bricks, they weigh 4 pounds apiece. And he had to pull, see, and he could take that big old trowel, part larger than mine, you know, and get the mortar, you know, and spread it out like a lady putting dressing on a cake, you know. And then he would lay the bricks, and we'd stretch a line. He'd lay the bricks right to the line, right to the line. So I'd try that. I'd try. My bricks would go up and down, up and down. He said, Mr. John, he says, y'all's bricks lope like a pony. You see? You know, it took me a long time. But many, 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 many days in the hot sun, bent over, backache. But did you know I got to where I could learn to lay those bricks right to the line? Okay. Now, class, how was I able to lay bricks to the line? Go to the head of the class. Here's a... Did you hear that? Practice. Practice. There was a young fella with a guitar strapped to his back. He was hustling down the street store in New York, and he stopped the businessman. Sir, he says, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? And the businessman looked down at him and said, practice, son, practice. Yeah. Practice, son, practice. All right. We're getting there. Now then, that's beginning with Christ. That's where you get started. And honey, you really need a lot more than this, but you can even get started with just what I gave you. Okay? Now then we started. And then we, fellow that I started, he's got 9 verses, and I told him when he got his 9 verses, and he quoted them word perfectly, that I would donate him a topical memory course. Topical memory course cost about $14 down at Mardell's. But he's good material. Good material. And he quoted his verses word perfectly. I've been hearing them every week. All right, now, when you get started, there's a little packet comes with the topical memory course, if you remember. And I there are some leather packets, you see. And then you put your old verses in one side and the ones that you review and your new verses in the other side. Now, when I got started, I met a fella, board ship, and he could quote scripture. And he and I witnessed to the same guy, but he could lead him with scripture, and I just led him with my experience. And so I was impressed with his ability to quote scripture. So I went, got the address. He found out he was tied in with the Navigators, and went to the Nav home in Pearl Harbor, and they got me started. Now, in those days, they gave me a little red box with 150 verses. That was the beginning with Christ in those days. 150 verses and little cards. And so they said, now, Crawford, memorize a verse a day and review all you know every day. Well, I didn't know any better. So I took the verses, and I started. And Peter Axum says, don't take too much credit for self-discipline, because in the middle of the ocean in a tugboat with nothing else to do, no television, no telephone, no new books, no new magazines, you do have a little more time than you do we do nowadays, you see. But you take your verses and you put your new verses on one side and your ones that you're working on the other side. Now, gang, you do this the rest of the cruise. This is the way you do it. You see, my father was older than Obi was older than I was. But I learned to lay like Obi told me. Obi learned his apprenticeship with somebody about my father's generation. And my father, 100 years before my father, you learned it the same way. There's just one way to do some things, and there's no new way. You know? 22:28 in Proverbs says, remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Now, there's a good sermon there, but I won't give it to you now. But you figure out how to do some things, and you do it that way. Now, when I hung a door, we bring the raw door in and set it and trim it and fit it, put the hinges on, and put it up, put the lock on, put it in place, and trim it out. Now, you do the same thing today, except you do it in the shop today and bring it out and just set it in the hole, you see. But it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Now, here's your problem. Once you get underway, you begin to get lax in your memory verses. You get up 500,000 verses, you begin to get confused. And then you have other things to do besides sit down and review verses, see? You have to work, and you have to take a shower, and you have to eat and clean house and what have you, see? So you run into snags. I run into several. About, oh, I don't know, some time ago, year or two or three, year ago, I guess, two years ago, here I was with boxes of verses that I've been memorizing since 1942. You see? And for a long time, I memorized a verse a day for a while, but then three a week, for years, you know, 15, 20 years. You see? And so I found that I had started reading my verses instead of quoting my verses. And I began to let myself get by with less than word perfection. You see? Now, how many is in that condition now? Okay. I see one, two, three. What's the rest of you people doing in here? You don't need this class. See? So, I've started about three different times on three different systems of back review. I'm on one now that I like. My eyes begin to get bad, so I had my secretary. I have a part-time secretary, and I had her put my verses on business-size cards. So now then my verses are on business-size cards. And so what I did was take all my verses and put them in books. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, right on the page. Then I would take a book, and then I would go through that book, and I found that I had memorized some verses that I didn't really want to keep. It isn't that I didn't want them in the Bible, but I found I had memorized chapters, and I just didn't have time to review chapters, you see. So I began to select my verses. Someone asked me what I'm doing, so I'm telling you. I'm telling you you what I'm doing, let the rest of people listen. See? And so I had her retype on little larger cards the ones I wanted to keep. I was told way back yonder to memorize brick verses, not necessarily the mortar verses. So many times in the Bible, I noticed that Jesus would say something three or four times in several different ways. Well, there's no use to memorize that whole passage. Just memorize a key verse, and then you can read the passage, you see. So I did that. So that's where I am now. So I'm this far along, Old Testament, New Testament. I'm this far along. Now then, my desire is to memorize, to review this many verses a week. See, that's my weekly review. All right. And this is my daily and weekly review. You see? All right. Now, someone asked me some back, do you memorize new verses? Their answer is yes. Lots of them. but I don't have very many new cards. You understand that? Okay. Now, I do have some new cards. Some I never memorized before, but a lot of them I memorized before. So I get together on my man-to-man time with Alan, and so with several other fellows, and I kind of take advantage of them because I wherever I am in my weekly review, that's the verses that I take to my meeting with the fellows. You see? So, Alan, here's my... I've never done this before. It's my Old Testament and my New Testament. You take one of them, whichever you want, and you pull out a book. All right. What'd you pull out?
2 Timothy.
All right. Now, I'll go as far as I can, and you watch me, and then you prompt me when I don't go, just like we do, you know. I get together with Alan, by the way. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. I might just give you the reference in the outset at this particular occasion. 2 Timothy 1:12. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy 2:1-2. Thou, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. 2 Timothy 2:3-4. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, and it may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. 2 Timothy 1:5. Thank you. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. 2:7. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. 9. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even under bonds, but the word of God is not bound. 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 16. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they shall increase into more ungodliness. 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and that every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. By the way, that's what we were talking about the other day, Alan. You know, practicing sin. You know, we're talking about guys who try to get away with practicing sin and yet say, I'm a Christian, you know, that idea. That's a good verse. But I use that, by the way, with an old boy. Come by the house and we was talking, fella does my yard work. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Now this old boy says he's a Christian, you know, but he's, his first wife left him for another guy. He had two little girls, and then he married another gal, and she left him, and now he's got a girlfriend. I didn't ask him, was he living with her, but I think he is, you know, and so on. But yet he says he's a believer. Well, that's about as far as we got that particular session. But I like that verse, 2:19. 2 Timothy 2, 22, flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, love, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. 2:24, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle to all men, apt to teach, patient, and meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. By the way, that's another one, about a church splits and so on. You know, the people got problems. That's a good verse. 2:24, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, you know. He says you can't fight. You can't fight, not if you're, you know, can't get in the church and fight, because if you're a servant of the Lord, must not strive. That's pretty plain, isn't it?
Yes.
Pretty about like thou shalt not steal, you know.
Yes.
3:12?
2:26.
But be gentle to all men, apt to teach, patient, and meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Now, 3:12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's a good one. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. See? You know, that's a good one to keep in mind. You know? But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. I may have told you about visiting my cousin. And we used to run together and drink together and what have you. And I got saved. Later I visited him. You know, I visited him each time I'd go home to Alabama. But last time I visited him, he was 52 years old, laying up in bed. He had diabetes. And he said, my nickname was Jay. And he said, Jay? He said, you know what put me here? I said, no, Bo. What put you there? He says, whiskey. Whiskey put me right there. Well, that's the last time I saw him. He died not long after that, see? But he knew what put him there. I heard by some of the folks that he made a commitment to Jesus before he died. Yeah. 3:12 and 13, 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise in salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. 15:16. All scriptures given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished in all good works. Four. 2 Timothy 4:1, 2, 3, 4. 2 Timothy 4:1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts heap themselves teachers, having itching ears, and shall turn their ears away from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. 5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction. Do the work of evangelists. Make full proof of thy ministry. 7 and 8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. By the way, you notice that. He didn't say the course. He said, I've finished my course. Interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
I fought a good fight. I've finished my course. Nevertheless, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Not to me only, but to all them also that love is appearing. 7 and 8.
Over. You left a phrase out.
Okay, say it again.
Yeah.
I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but to all them also that love is appearing. 1-8. Thank you. Now, you notice as I went through there, I stopped several times because I'm meeting man to man with Alan. You know, figuratively. Well, I really am too, but so now I'm going to check Alan on his verses, see? So I don't want to get over the fact that I'm just checking verses. I want to get over the fact that we're living in the Word. You know, Max preaches to us that we're living in the Word. And so you call that living in the Word. And you share with him the verses and how he can use them and how you've used them. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth like that. Okay, comments? A little bit louder. Questions?
When you were going through your life and memorizing verses, how did you incorporate that into your day when you had so many other things vying for you?
Okay, I think, just say that again, sweetheart.
When you were having a full life and raising your kids and working, how did you incorporate your scripture memory into your day? You just had your cards with you all the time?
The question is, how do you incorporate it into your day when you got a full head of steam and you got kids, you know, and our job or what have you? Very good. Well, that's where this comes in. I'm glad that you asked that question. Now, what Alan and I did is quite a ways down the road, you see, because I've been memorizing for years and I got, that's the answer to the problem of bulk back review. All right, now, in the full day, 8, 10, 12 hours, this is where this comes in. All right, I went over this with my daughter. She's 40 years old, got four kids, 12 right on down to four. See, you take your three verses, your new verses, you get up in the morning and get squared away as fast as you can, and you try to take your verses and you go over them, you know, and you go over them sufficiently, one at a time, till you can quote it. And you take that verse, just like John 3:16, see? You take that verse, and you keep it in your mind, and you keep the pack handy, and you're busy all day. Well, I told her to have her Bible or pack. See, now, this is my sink, and this is my, you know, all my treasures in the kitchen. See, I'd lay that right there. See, I go over my verse all day. All right. Suppose it takes me a week to learn a verse. A week. All right. There's 50 weeks in a year. Let's just take 2 weeks off for Christmas. 52 weeks in a year. And so, let's make it ridiculous. Suppose it takes me a month, and there's 12 months in a year, but I like a long Christmas. So take two months off for Christmas. So I learn a verse a month, and New Year's Day, you can quote to Alan 10 verses. See? All right. You've been saved 10 years. You've got 100 verses. How many people in your church that's been saved 40 years? that's got 100 verses. See? It's because they didn't do it. Steady plotting brings prosperity. Hasty speculation brings poverty. 21:5 in some translation, I don't know what it is, but 21 in Proverbs. See? Steady plotting brings prosperity. Steady plotting. We take a little baby and we hold him. We hold him. He's walking, you know, and we say, "That's good, boy. Grandpa's boy just walking. Just been walking. He'll tell you." We're bragging on a guy and he's walking like a drunk man. but he's grandpa's boy, you know. You know? And grandpa's boy, in 10 years, he can shoot it, and he ain't but that high, and he's junior champion. You know, won a trip to Colorado Springs, all expenses paid. He and his other grandpa went out there and did the town for 4 days. Yeah. Step at a time. Now, you have to make the personal application to yourself, you see. But to memorize Scripture, you have to have something right on your heart, right there. Your heart's right there. Please forgive me. Your gut. See, when I was a kid, during the Depression, my father took me around the house. We were building a house, and there was a garage and so on. And he says, "Son, see that man there?" I said, "Yes, Dad." "See that man there?" I said, "Yes, Dad." He says, "Son, they're over 40 years old." I said, "Yeah, I can see it, Dad." "Do you want to be digging ditches like that when you're 40 years old?" I said, "No, Dad." "Then work!" And he frightened me. And I said, "I'm not going to be digging ditches when I'm 40 years old." See? And I hadn't been to college by this time. See? But at 19 years old, I was up on top of the line making top dollar with guys 40 and 50 years old. See? Making top dollar. Why? Because my heart said, "Get it." Now, kids, if you don't have that, you won't make it. You don't make it. I didn't wake up some morning and be able to quote you 30, 40 verses out of this book, you see, or that book, or this book, or this book. You see, I didn't do it. Helen and I are missionaries. We've been missionaries for 51 years and some months. We started off with board and room and $11 a week. We're doing a little bit better now. Not a whole lot. But we're living as if we were doing a lot better. Why? Steady plotting brings prosperity. Hasty speculation brings poverty. Because we saved a little bit. When I married, we had $11 in board and room. I said, "Sweetheart, we're going to give 10 and we're going to save 10. She said, "Surely we're not going to take $2 down to the bank." I said, "No, we're going to save it up till we got 10. And we have saved virtually 10%. Well, 10% of a little bit over a long time is a lot of money. You see? It really is. And this is what it is, see? And you got it now. Well, let me forget. You got to get somebody, and you got to go over it with them. Got to have somebody. Let's say that together. You got to have somebody. You cannot do it by yourself very long. Maybe a year or two. You know, maybe a year or two. I did it by myself for year and a half, 2 years, and then I fell away until my ship got back to the States. And I learned that even I had gone further than most guys, but you've got to have somebody. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews 11:24-25. Questions?
John, where do you get your new verses? I know from the Bible. Your new verses that you come up with? What new verses are you memorizing?
Okay, new verses. All right. Bible study and reading. There's a verse I got to look it up. It's in Matthew. I've read it twice now. When I say reading, what I mean is I have a CD. I don't read anymore because of my eyes. By the way, if you ever have bad eyesight, how good can it get to have memorized scripture? How good can it get? See, I can't read anymore like you can, see? But I don't have to. Yeah, I got CDs for my deal. So twice now I've run across the verse, but I don't have it yet, but I've got to go back and get it. But this is the way I get it. But where sin abounded, love grows cold. Now, the reason I want this verse is people getting married. No. People start living together. They say, well, we want to live together to see if it works. Well, that makes sin abound. If you start living together, that sin abound. And the Bible says love grows cold. Isn't that interesting? It'll never work. It can't work. Because love grows cold when sin abounds. Isn't that something? I bet you never knew that verse, did you? Anybody ever knew it? See? Hey, isn't that fantastic? It's in the Bible, you know? Where sin abounded, love grows cold. And you need that because young people and good people, I'm good people, you know? Good people. We're gonna shack up for a while and just see if it works, you know? So I get it like that. And then we're doing Bible study and verses like St. John 5:17. Jesus said unto them, my Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working. Present continuous tense. I got that verse on retirement. You know? If you're going to follow Jesus, you're going to follow God, Jesus says, my Father is, that's present continuous tense, always at his work to this very day. It says that in the Bible. That's word perfect. You know? And I too am working. So that's the way I pick them up. I spend most of my time on my case now. You know, Alan's not working on his case when he's helping me. He's working on my case. It's back review and reclaiming verses that I once could quote. Questions? Yes, John.
John, back to her question over here. She was asking when she could do the check her verses each day, when would it be a practical time? And I asked your wife, Helen, one day about when did she do her back review, and she said during her quiet time. If you do your verses during the quiet time, then do those first. And then if you have time, you can read your Bible. If you don't run out of time in your quiet time, if you do the back review, you always can have time to catch up with your Bible reading, but losing your back review is hard to catch up with.
Yeah. Any comments, Mom? I'm
trying to think.
Very good.
John and I are walkers. And I used to jog. But then for a while, He walked when he wanted to, and I walked when I wanted to. But now, we walk together. But the reason that we walk separately was that's when I could get in my review. As if we walked together, we'd talk, and I'd lose my review time. So you just have to work it out between, if you're married, what you're going to do and how you're going to get it in, and we can help each other.
And a lot of times I keep quiet for a long time so she can make a view. Yeah. Any question? I want to answer your questions. You want me to quote some more verses for you? I love to do that. And another thing, did you notice when I quoted my verses, I quoted them just like I was going to quote them in class? I didn't say, Genesis 1:11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yield and feed, the fruit tree yield fruit, after its kind of season itself upon the earth. Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish and the sea. No. You start off. And God said, even when you're doing it by yourself, you do it the same way, and then you'll always do it the same way. You see? And if you do review by yourself, it's good to be where you can talk out loud. Yes?
When I started working for you guys about 5 years ago, that was kind of my first connection with memorizing scripture. And just as an encouragement to you, I'm terrible at it. My husband's family is really good, and it was a struggle for me. But one of the first verses I memorized was that I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. And just to remind myself of that, but that included scripture memory. What more could God want for me than to hide His word in my heart? And so, just like you're saying, just keep doing it and keep reviewing. And it will come. And, you know, with my youth group kids, they sit there amazed because they said 28 verses. But that's huge for me. But just, you know, like you said, take it one at a time, whether it's one a month or whatever. But you can't do it because I could.
For you fellas and girls too, in speaking, there's nothing like having the scriptures. You notice last night, and Max is preaching, you notice he gives us a point, and then he'll roll right into a verse of scripture. Point after point. Well, that's the way he was taught, you see. I've been to preaching, and I hear a pastor preach, and I said, if you just use that verse right now, he could drive that home, you see. He could drive that home, see. But when he was young, he wasn't taught to memorize scripture. So he's missing that. And he's missing that. It's a tremendous point. But then he could take a stake and drive it home with that verse of scripture, see. Heard a fellow the other day who was preaching away, and I thought, if you just quote Hebrews 5:1-2, Hebrews 5:1-2, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle in all men, apt to teach, and meekness exposes him that, like I say, got a review for
every high priest.
What?
For every high priest.
For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way. He's making a point where we're all sinners and we're all weak, and I can't lord it over you. And, you know, he was a pastor. I can't lord it over you, because he doesn't lord it anyway. But he was making a point that, well, that's what the Bible says. For we ourselves also are circled with infirmity. See, but I hear people preach, and I thought, boy, if they could use that verse, and if they could use that verse right now, it would really drive it home. So as you guys, you young fellows growing up, and I don't mean you're going to be preachers in a pulpit, but you'll be ministers. Every one of you should be ministers. This is not in the text, by the way. But if you ever get a chance, take any kind of a speech class that you can. Speech, giving a speech, because that helps also. If you go into college or go to taking speech classes, it's tremendous. Use point as that. That's not in on this sermon. Okay, questions? We're gonna wrap it up here.
John, when you memorize, you memorize the topic, the reference, before and after. How do you connect all those together?
Well, since I got through the topical memory course, I go with the topic. Now, on this back review, I had so many verses. I just did this now. I said, well, for my back review, I'm going to go by books. But that's just if you want to, you know. But I stayed with the topics and memorized the verses on topic. For instance, the verse I gave you in St. John 5:17 was a topic of retirement. And the other verse was a topic on living together before you're married, you know, you have verses like that. Because then that helps you in your conversation and in your preaching and your teaching and your life, you see. And 2:24 we've quoted, a topic on you can't fuss in church. You can't fuss in church. And the servant of the Lord must not strive. Must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach. See, that's pretty plain. And that's fussing in church. And so I go right on down just like that. So all my verses are tied into some kind of topic in these boxes. Now, the boxes out of which I took them, I have a lot of mortal verses that are not tied in, but I'm really dropping them because I can't keep them. Questions?
What I was referring to, John, when you quoting your verse, I heard Max say this, that you say assurance of salvation, 1 John 5:11-12, and this is the testimony. And you don't put a pause after 1 John 5:11-12, you go right into the verse. Is that something that you do?
Not necessarily. I try to put a break in there, really. Yes?
I was stretching.
You're stretching? No question. Yes?
How important is it to be able to go from one verse to another if you don't do topics? Like if you do it book, you go, you went 2 Timothy, boom, 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 to the next.
Okay.
And how can you get to where you can do that?
Well, topics is the name of the game. Topics is the name of the game. What I'm doing is an exercise in just retaining my verses. Because I have to have my verses before I get to the topic, see? So this is someone asked what I'm doing. So I'm just sure what I'm doing. I'm just trying different things to retain as many verses as I can, to use, you know. That's the idea. But where you are, I'm sure the topic is what you want to stay with for a while. But be religious on your back for you. What time you got? Yes. But future memory. Oh, yes. In the old notebook, I think I'm running over, aren't I?
We've got a couple minutes.
Okay. We want to give a little time to... In the old notebook, we had a future memory page. And out of sermons and reading and what have you, your future memory page. And usually your future memory prayers get so long, but that's okay. As you go through to choose your verses, you might decide, well, I'll read them, not going to do that one right now. I'll just do this other one.
I found that with my future memory page to put a note after the verse